Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We have Julie Sidoni here with us this morning from Newswatch 16. So I'm working on my next podcast right now. And Julie and I got to spend a lot of time together talking 20, 25 minutes. I also called her while she was on vacation, which I probably shouldn't have done. But she's here. And we're talking about, you know, doing news from home. That's just part of the job right now. That's the new norm in 2020. But the room you're in, Julie, do you have to rearrange that room, make it any different for TV?
No, that's the way the room always looks. That is my favorite room in the house. It's a tiny little, I live in a big old house that has lots of little nooks, and not all of it is redone. Mm-hmm. You know, some, like, the kitchen's redone, bathroom's redone, but some of it's really, you know, what it looked like in 1920. I don't know what it used to be, but it has this peeling strawberry wallpaper. Was it a little girl's playroom, or was it a closet? I don't know. But the minute I saw it, I made it into my writing room, my little writing nook. So I have books up there. I have a little computer, succulents. I'm a big fan of succulents. And it's the only room in the house that I think looks and feels a lot like me. So when the station was deciding where to put the little studio, makeshift studio, I was at work that day. Mm-hmm. And I had no say in it whatsoever. They sent a couple photographers to scope the house out, and that's where they decided to put it. I didn't even have any input in it.
It's neat to see everybody who had, and you know, no matter who it's on, whether it's Good Morning America, that crew, you're just seeing everybody's home, and it's kind of a different side. Originally, to me, it was like, I like the studio setup better, and Jesse was all about seeing people's homes for decorating ideas, no matter who it was. She always wanted to see what they were doing, and you know, or she would point out what she thought were flaws in it. But it was interesting how she looked at it different than me, and now that I see it, some of the shows do a great job with it, and other ones, it's still like kind of awkward with the delay back and forth that could happen. But you guys have it down pretty good.
A lot of it has to do with the location of where we live.
Right.
So I live in Kingston, and it's an easy shot. It's a shot that we can get with a live truck. It doesn't have to be satellite.
Right.
There are a lot of ways to get live shots that would have a natural pause. You'd be talking back and forth, and you're constantly stepping on someone, or there's a 3-second delay, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It just so happened that where I live, there was an easy shot to get.
So when you were doing it, let me ask you this, with the kids, like, how do you do it when the kid's like, hey, mom's got to go on and do TV, I need quiet in here, like, what do you do?
That was hard. The only saving grace was that I'm on the third floor, and they were pretty much beating each other up on the second and third, the first and second floors. One time I heard a mom, I need batteries. You know, it life definitely crept in, but my boss was pretty good about saying, listen, this is an imperfect scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Do your best. If your kids or your cat end up on TV, so be it.
There you go. That's Julie Sidoni from Newswatch 16, part of the podcast. We'll post that up next week, the full thing. But thanks, Julie, for being part of the show this morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!